Democratic presidential candidate Howard Dean has expressed regret for a comment he made referring to the Confederate flag. The former governor of Vermont has campaigned for Southern votes by saying he wants to be, quote, the candidate for guys with Confederate flags in their pickup trucks, unquote. When other Democratic candidates challenged him to apologize for that reference during a debate on Tuesday night in Boston, he did not. But yesterday he did say, I regret the pain I may have caused either to African-American or Southern white voters. What do you think about this controversy, and how would you advise Governor Dean to deal with it? Our phone number is 800-989-8255. That's 800-989-TALK, or email us, TOTN at NPR.org. Joining us now is James Carville. He's a political consultant, former advisor to President Clinton, also creative consultant for the HBO program K Street. And thanks very much for being with us.
Thank you, sir.
This is one of your specialties, getting candidates out of situations they talk themselves into. What would you tell Howard Dean about how to handle this?
Well, the first thing I would have said is that there is one candidate for president who actually came out in support of the Confederate flag, who refused to take a stand, and he's running for re-election. His name is George W. Bush, just being the same candidate for president that is sending African-American, Caucasian, Latino, Asian-Americans in a war that he lied to get us in and had no plan to get us out. I have no problem if a statement I made 6 months ago causes any pain or disruption. I immediately apologize for it. My apology is immaterial next to the apology for the president of the United States, of all the United States, to be so cowardly during a campaign as to be unable to take a stand against a symbol that has caused pain and death and angst and slavery to any number of people.
Mm-hmm.
I have that. Why doesn't the president we have in there now apologize for a failed foreign policy, for the failure to get health care costs under control, for failure to control the deficit and the lobbyists and everything else? So in the scheme of things that need to be fixed in this country, the Howard Dean statement is a pretty minor thing, and I thought it was a major thing for Bush to apologize for being a political coward to take on issues in South Carolina.
Well, and you might get people to bite on that, and they certainly asked President Bush about that 4 years ago, or 3.5 years ago now. But
we can ask about it again.
There you go. But I wanted to talk to you a little bit about the process of damage control. And one of the things that happened was apparently candidate Dean had made this remark several times in the past, but then he was a fairly obscure former governor of Vermont. Now he's the front runner in the Democratic primary, and people pay a little bit more attention.
That's what you get when you get out there. I think he should have changed the focus immediately and launched in a very credible, legitimate, and truthful attack on Bush. And I think he should have said, "Hey, I won't use that. That's a metaphor I won't use." But I missed the point I was trying to make here,
mm-hmm.
rather inelegantly, was this, and then say what the point he was trying to make.
And
obviously he ended up apologizing for it 24 hours late. He probably should have just gotten it out the way
as soon as he possibly could. Yeah, he's some people have jumped on.
I wanted to throw stuff at the TV when I saw none of them would bring up Bush's position. They just, you know, come on, somebody get in the game here.
Well, they were at the moment trying to gain advantage over each other rather than
right,
their.
But by contrast in Bush, they would have helped themselves.
Mm-hmm.
The idea that it's a one-on-one game is a little, you know?
Yeah.
Somebody would have stepped in, it'd look pretty good, I think.
The other problem that people have to some degree, James Carville, I'm going to ask you to hold on. We're going to have to take a break, and we'll come back and finish the discussion. We'll take some phone calls, too. Our number, again, is 800-989-8255, 800-989-TALK. The email address is TOTN at NPR.org. We're speaking with James Carville, who's a Democratic political consultant, about the damage control process for, well, in this case, it is candidate Howard Dean, but about this process in general and how candidates can talk themselves into and out of trouble. I'm Neil Conan. You're listening to Talk of the Nation from NPR News. This is Talk of the Nation. I'm Neil Conan in Washington. Tomorrow, Ira Flatow's here for Science Friday and a look at the latest news in stem cell research. That's tomorrow on Talk of the Nation. Right now, we're speaking with James Carville about Howard Dean's misstep when he referred to the Confederate flag and guys in pickup trucks as to why he wanted to appeal to Southern voters. And James Carville, one of the ways a candidate can get around a misstep is to bring some good news to the fore. And Howard Dean was expecting today to get a big union endorsement. Well, we just learned the Service Employees International Union may yet endorse Howard Dean, but will not do so until next week. So if that was a possibility of a way out, it isn't there right now.
Yeah, I don't think this story's got much more to it. You know, he said he'd say something different. I think anybody, you stay on it, you look. It looks kind of yesterday, and but for me, blame these other campaigns for making some political hay out of this. No, and could Dean have done a better job of doing it? Probably, but in the scheme of things that go wrong in a campaign, I think we got to, you know, sit back, take a deep breath, and say this is, you know.
If this is the worst mistake he makes, he's going to be all right.
Yeah, yeah, I think so.
All right. Let's get a caller involved. Susan's with us from Savannah, Georgia.
I just wanted to say, Neil, that I don't think, I'm a Southerner, I'm a Yellow Dog Democrat, and I don't think that the way candidate Dean expressed it was the most artful way to say it, but he's absolutely right in what he's saying, and this is Nixon's Southern strategy, and the Republican Party has completely captured the voter that he's describing. The Democrats are viewed nationally as the party of labor unions and minorities, and the voter that's driving in that pickup truck is not going to support a Democratic candidate. He's not going to support a Democrat at this point. And that's why the South has gone solidly Republican. Hmm. So he's right about what he's saying. He didn't say it the right way, but he's right about what he's saying.
Was it just the Confederate flag that was the lightning rod there, Susan?
I think that probably is, because I've come to realize as a Southerner that really is almost like the swastika to the rest of the country. I don't think the rest of the country realizes how little attention we pay to that, but everyone else very much pays attention to that.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think that's part of it. And I also think just the image of the redneck good old boy, I don't think that was very flattering to the people in the truck, nor was it very comforting to African Americans. I think he could have used a better description of the voter, which is basically your middle class voter who sees issues on a conservative agenda. Liberals become a dirty word, and the Republicans have completely taken over that segment of our voting populace, and the Democrats have lost the center. We're perceived as being far left, which we're not. But we've not done a good job in getting the Democratic message across. I'm very frustrated that we can't seem to wake people up to what a horrible job the Republican administration is doing, but no one seems to be getting upset about that.
James Carville, are you going to hire Susan?
I would. I think she's a pretty bright woman down there in Chatham County, Georgia. No, I think that there's a lot of wisdom to what she says. I agree that, you know, it was probably kind of clumsy choice of words, and you know, not a good idea for him to do that. And hopefully, he'll profit by what I consider to be a relatively minor error, and you know, put the focus where it really belongs. And I think there's any number of things, and I agree with Susan that on this, in not just in the South but around the country, the Democratic Party sometimes comes across more as an accumulation of interest groups than it does a national party. And we're not going to get the guy in the pickup truck or the guy in any other kind of truck or sedan or SUV until we are able to convince people that we have an agenda that is larger and deeper and broader than the interest groups in our own political party. So I think that Susan is very wise in her observations, and what she says is there's much, much truth to it.
Susan, thanks very much.
Thank you. Enjoy your show.
Thank you very much. And James Carville, we appreciate your time today.
Thank you, sir.
James Carville, a political consultant, former advisor to President Clinton, also creative consultant for the HBO program K Street.